FM, AM, online, TV and digital radio. This is BBC Radio Wales.
13 and a half minutes past six. Well, Britain and France are both hoping to persuade foreign ministers who'll be meeting in Brussels today to relax the arms embargo on Syria and allow some weapons to be supplied to some rebel forces. Now, some countries, of course, fear the weapons could fall into the wrong hands. Today, the French foreign minister said there were mounting suspicions that chemical weapons are being used in Syria and that there was better quality evidence available. That, though, doesn't seem to have persuaded the others that the embargo should be relaxed. Sakhar Al-Makar is a British Arab journalist who's been covering Syria for the last 10 years. Well, there's all sorts of meetings going on today between the various factions of the Syrian opposition in Istanbul and the EU foreign ministers. Is Mr. Haig likely to get anywhere?
It doesn't seem so at the moment. It seems what Germany is doing is trying to propose a compromise, but really it's Britain and France against most of the rest of the EU. And the reason that they want to keep this arms embargo, well, it all comes back from right at the beginning of the revolution when an embargo, a very broad embargo, was placed upon Syria. And the reason was to prevent the Syrian regime getting hold of arms and also to prevent it trading more generally. But now what that embargo is doing is actually stopping friendly countries from supplying arms to the rebels as well. So what the what Britain and France are trying to do is get that arms embargo lifted so that weapons can be supplied to the rebels. It doesn't seem that there is any movement on this. If the deal does collapse, if the embargo does collapse at the end of this week and it's not renewed, what William Haig is saying is that, well, that will mean is that every EU country will have to impose a bilateral embargo upon Syria, which would cause a massive headache. So it seems that because Britain and France are in the, you know, in an incredible minority that they will be forced into renewing this arms embargo upon Syria.
It may be coincidence, it may not be, but Laurent Fabius, the French foreign minister, chose today to suggest that he has better evidence that chemical weapons are being used. Quite clearly, there's a fair bit of haggling going on here.
There is, but you know, chemical weapons really isn't the big argument for Syrians and for Syrian rebels. You know, what they're concentrating on is the death toll and the ability to get hold of arms. And the fact is that, you know, although the rebels say that there aren't enough arms coming into the country, there are arms being supplied to the rebels, and they're coming from Qatar, from Saudi Arabia. They're coming through Turkey and through Jordan. So they are getting hold of these weapons. But I think the chemical weapons argument really is a bit of a red herring, and it's something that the West is fascinated by, but the Syrians aren't so interested in.
There is the question of who the clients would be, even if arms could be shipped from Europe. The opposition groups meeting in Istanbul seem still to be in disarray.
Well, you know, it's an umbrella group. The Syrian coalition is an umbrella group that was formed and includes most of the opposition elements. You know, some estimates claim it's 80%. They had an election today to push new members into the Syrian coalition, and what they've achieved is to get 8 new members. 6 of those are from Michel Kilo's list, and Michel Kilo is a man who has a long track record of opposition to the Assad government, very secular, very much distant from the Muslim Brotherhood. And it seems to me that what the Syrian coalition is desperate to do is try to reposition itself as something that is not beholden to Saudi and Qatari foreign policy and is not controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. They've gone through this many, many times before. But, you know, they're not, I wouldn't say they're in disarray. I think the issue is whether or not they have sway and influence on the ground. And I think they're losing this on a day-by-day basis. They're losing that respect and that ability to have influence inside Syria because they're not able to get arms and get aid into the country as effectively as they would like.
Thank you. Sakhar Al-Makhadi.